Governor Jay Inslee took a walk through King County's wastewater facility in Discovery Park. The West Point Treatment Plant was the latest stop on a tour of sites he's been visiting to see firsthand effects of climate change. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Governor Inslee followed plant manager Dan Grenet through the network of pipes and holding tanks that processes sewage for about 1.5 million people in Seattle and North King County.
We're going to head down into the tunnels and head west to the digesters, and we'll just traipse through some equipment and go to the top of the digester.
So the sea level rise is a big issue for you.
The West Point treatment plant sits right on the shores of Puget Sound, where rising sea levels that come with global warming are already causing occasional damage when salt water floods in with the highest tides. It corrodes equipment, requires the added expense of treating much more water than normal, and can also interfere with the biological treatment processes that purify sewage, says Pam Alardo, the director of wastewater treatment for King County.
That system is extremely sensitive to salt water. If you have too much salt, it changes the osmotic pressure actually on the cell membranes, and they will die. And we will lose the ability to treat effectively the way we do now. So it's a big deal.
They're still figuring out, based on the latest models, how much adjustment will be necessary. So they don't have specifics on the cost, but Alardo says they will have to adapt.
It's going to be expensive. I mean, you got to imagine, we're either going to be building huge levees around facilities like this, or in fact, moving facilities like a pumping station.
It's not at all clear where the money will come from. Governor Inslee is using his climate change tour to raise awareness for the problems. Other stops along the way have highlighted the state's ailing shellfish industry and this year's extreme wildfire season. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.